I'm a millionaire. Actually, the Buddhists talk a little bit about this, this aspect of it. So what I'm saying is it's not winning the lottery that made you happy. It's winning the lottery that allowed you to relax enough that for a split second something came in to your experience from beyond experience. And that's where the happiness lies. That's where the happiness originates. There's a good word, originates. It doesn't originate in our experience. It originates in what the experience is originating in. I really don't want to sound Buddhist, but the Buddhists have talked about this from that aspect.
And how do you relate to the touching of a hot stove, that experience?
So flesh out the question.
Winning the lottery, that's a pretty nice feeling. Mm-hmm. But still, it's a feeling. Mm-hmm. Burning your hand and when you touch the, when you pick up a hot skillet. Mm-hmm. Same intensity.
I'm not sure what the question is. I think it's probably a good one, but I'm trying to get to it, so help me out.
Well, it's just taking the converse of the experience of winning the lottery, peeking through, because of the positive experience, mm-hmm. or what is named a positive experience. Mm-hmm. Burning your hand is, can be considered a negative experience, or painful at the very least.
Mm-hmm. So is your thought more about physical experiences, or is your thought more about negative?
I beg your pardon?
Is your thought more about the physical dimension, or is your thought more about negative experiences?
No, it's more like the intensity is the same. Mm-hmm. It's just what it's named.
Mm-hmm. So the suggestion that I'm making is, whether it's pain, whether it's pleasure, whether it's wanted or unwanted, whether it's physically perceived or mentally perceived or emotionally perceived, that the entire basket, which is the biggest basket we conceive of, called experience, experiencing, and experiences, that all of that is an indicator of something else. And that something else is the origin. That something else is the source. That something else is what experiencing, including us, is sitting in, is coming from, is originating from. And what I'm trying to...
Right, so it's not positive or negative, or painful or happy.
Well, the provocation I'm trying to make is that we can actually move closer to that, that we can actually, in sort of a leap, give up our attachment to the idea and the definition of experiencing. And everybody's had a taste of this at some point through some kind of experience or another that took you kind of beyond experience. So I'm just trying to put out the radical notion that life isn't about what we think it's about. It's not about what we experience. It's about what life arises in. And the sooner and the more we look in that direction, the more we are likely to not be so trapped by our own definitions and our own preferences. Yeah. this may not be interesting.